Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Now more on that story we told you about this morning. Where are these babies? Six children have gone missing in the city this past week, including 12-year-old Tori Smith, last seen about 7 o'clock Tuesday morning on her way to school in Astoria. We spoke with her sister and legal guardian, Eliana Perozzo, who says they had been arguing about Tori's boyfriend, but none of that matters now.
She's really great. She's a really great kid, and the story sounds really sad, but there's a lot of joy in her, in our life, and in the life that she's given me by being in my life, and I'm just really scared, and I really want her to come home.
Oh my goodness. Five other teens between the ages of 13 and 17 have also been reported missing. Police aren't sure if they are all connected or not. We'll keep you posted on these folks. I didn't know it was six. My goodness. Three people have been killed in a crash on Route 1 in South Brunswick. Police say a tractor-trailer collided with a minivan, which caused a huge fire, killing the driver of the van and two passengers. Two other cars also involved. No word yet on injuries there. This happened about 9:40 near the Ridge Road intersection. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. And a Long Island lawmaker wants tougher seatbelt laws for charter buses following last year's deadly crash involving students from Farmingdale.
Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli says it's common sense. Seatbelts save lives.
You know, when we get on an airplane, nobody even thinks about it anymore. You buckle up. You should take precautions so you don't know what's going to happen.
That's why his bill would require people 8 and older to buckle up when in a charter bus. His bill comes after two teachers died and dozens of students injured while on a band trip last year. The buses manufactured after 2016 have seatbelts by law, but people don't have to use them.
Enforcement will be like anything else. If the bus gets pulled over or a police officer or sees that somebody's not buckled.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
An Orthodox Jewish man recovering after being stabbed several times at his home in Ramapo last night. Police say the 32-year-old victim first encountered the suspect in his driveway at just about 8:30. Says 10 minutes later, he was stabbed multiple times at his doorstep. He's been taken to Westchester County Medical Center, where he's expected to survive. Ramapo Police Chief Martin Riley telling us they're searching for suspects.
We always urge if anybody heard or saw something to contact the Ramapo Police Department. Contact our detective division at 845-357-2400.
Yeah, Ramapo Police earlier said that they had a person of interest detained for questioning, but they let him go. Still unclear if this was a random or targeted attack. Well, the weekend is moving day for Valley Hospital in Ridgewood.
The nearly billion-dollar new Valley Hospital in Paramus ready to go. Now another huge undertaking, transferring patients from the Ridgewood facility that's been here for 73 years. Valley Chief Operating Officer Kartik Bavsar tells me this all begins sunrise Sunday.
So on the day of the move, we'll probably be moving approximately 300 patients from our Ridgewood campus to the Paramus campus. In order to do that, we have secured 75 ambulances across the state. Again, we want to do this across the state so that we are not pulling all from one county or one municipality. And those 75 ambulances will consist of about 20 critical care ambulances.
As for the campus here in Ridgewood, it'll stay serving as location for dozens of types of outpatient procedures. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ridgewood.
Jury selection begins Monday in the Donald Trump hush money trial in Manhattan.
How to choose jurors? Well, one analyst says the judge and the lawyers have to find people who will look at the law and the evidence and make a decision. Sounds simple, but in prominent cases, courts and attorneys watch out for stealth jurors, people who want to be on the jury because they want to steer the verdict or profit from the experience. Conversely, some people might not want to be on the jury because they don't want the attention. Judge Juan Merchan says this isn't about whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like him. It's about whether you can decide the case based on the law and the evidence. Among the first things he'll do? Excuse anybody who indicates that they can't serve or can't be fair and impartial. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty. I'm Rita Foley.
Meantime, President Biden delivering a live virtual keynote this afternoon at Reverend Al Sharpton's Racial Justice Conference. The president hoping to wrap up his reelection pitch to black voters ahead of November's rematch against Donald Trump.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.